Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, let's talk about customer versus clients. And we can make it very simple here because a customer is someone that's coming to you in the process and in their buying process. A lot of times they may have already made their decision. It's kind of self-serve and they're coming to you. And you're almost just operating as a sales clerk, someone that takes their purchases and checks them out. Versus a client, as you can imagine, a client, it's less about that individual purchase. It's more about a relationship. Therefore, clients, you're building more for the long haul. And throughout that process, they'll have wants and needs that you can fulfill. But with a client, you have a much deeper understanding, and it's about a journey that you all are taking together. A customer can be one and done. That's the easiest way to think of sometimes with customers. You want them to be repeat customers, and a lot of times, that repeat is based on them having this need for that same product over and over and over. Whereas as a client, because it's a journey, their needs will change and what you're able to provide them also changes. It's organic in its nature. So both a customer or a client, it could be a product or it could be a goods and service. The biggest difference is your knowledge and understanding of that client. And much more, especially on the small business side, the big businesses, because they are able to offer volume, because they are able to offer cookie cutter. And then when you have the mega, mega epic retail outlets like Amazon, the internet at large, people can search and find just about everything that they want and need. And I'm guilty of that. But when I turn to a smaller in-person experience, it's just that I'm looking for that experience. I'm looking for that customer experience. And this is where small businesses, local businesses, entrepreneurs have to differentiate themselves against any other form of competition, is creating that relationship, identifying and really getting to know that client, and then showing that you're there for a journey. What it takes on the entrepreneur side is research, observation, being open to adapting whatever your vision is to that data that's going to come back from the people that you see as your clients. And that in itself is a key, that not everyone that has bought from you, especially in your startup phases, is necessarily a client. You can't chase after every type of client. You have to pick and choose, align, make a decision. Who is your target market, your target client? And then adapt and adjust around that. You have to constantly be studying and analyzing and observing. You have to be strategic, analytical, logical. You have to and need to have the need to understand the customer behavior, the customer's value, the customer's lifestyle. And this is tricky because so many people go into a business, they're focused on the product. And if they would reverse some of that energy where they're focused on the product, the creating, the creative, the packaging, the branding, and would really take the time to focus on their customers, that formula could be the real differentiator. Because understand, it's the customer at the end of the day that not only has to like and love the product. Many times when we're talking about that relationship, it's about liking, loving, and trusting the person, the image, the representative of that brand. That's why so much of in the entrepreneur world, when people are presenting their brand, they come with a story. They're exposing themselves, they're being vulnerable, they're being relatable, because they are following the formula that people buy once they like, know, and trust, in some ways relate to the person that has created that brand. And that's the new buying paradigm that we're in right now. Sure, people can go, and when you walk into Walmart, you're not necessarily buying based on a brand and who's behind the brand. But even the Walmarts, even the Targets, you'll notice on their shelves the representation. Now they have special sections that focus on minority brands. They'll have different themes throughout the year. Right now it's Pride. And so there is, you realize that you're associating with a cause or a value that you have, or in supporting a community or giving back to a community. So that purchase is emotional. And that's vitally important, especially for entrepreneurs where your product is something that's not necessarily a necessity, but it is where it's more of casual spending. But if a person feels like they're supporting a cause or supporting a value or giving back, they're more likely, even in tight economic times, even when people are talking about recession and inflation, they will give if they have an emotional connection. So, as easy and straightforward as it seems, build a product and you wanting to believe they will come. There's work and there's investment in making that connection to them. So they might come, but they might walk on by as well. You want them to come, want them to connect, and you want to close that deal. You want them to make that purchase. And so that message, that connection, has to be strong enough compared to all the other noise. And there is a lot. And this goes for entrepreneurs, whether we're talking about a physical store and product or whether we're talking online. All of social media and most of the things that you've seen flash before your eyes is in one way or another trying to make an emotional appeal to the point sometimes all they want is you to like. That's you emotionally reacting to something they've shown you. But that next step is getting that like turned into a buy. And it's a stretch. People parting with their money over the internet. So you know that appeal has to be strong. So take that into consideration. Factor that into your formula. And keep pursuing that dream. That's our word for today. Customers versus clients. I hope you found this helpful. Stay tuned for future episodes. Bye for now.